everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Planting Wildflowers, and I'm your host, Rebecca Leonardis. I'm glad you're here. I'm tackling a question that I've been getting a whole lot lately, and it is specific to podcasting, as a matter of fact. I certainly would not consider myself an expert. I am just somebody who is experienced in podcasting now, having, I think we're somewhere in the 30s with podcasts. Maybe 35, 36 episodes, something like that. So yeah, I feel like I've got experience on this, and I've been getting a question pretty consistently about whether or not podcasting is something that, everyone should get into. My vote is going to be 100% yes, for a few reasons of which I'll explain in just a minute. But I think what people are really asking me is this a useful tool in either promoting myself or supporting my business, or, you know, launching an idea that I have? And I think that podcasting, literally, maybe I'm biased about this because I love this platform so very much, but I feel like the answer to each of those, you could check yes on each and every one of them. So today I wanted to spend just a little bit of time going over just a few considerations for you. I know most of those who are asking have something that they want to promote, but I think if you're listening and, you know, maybe this isn't something for you in terms of you needing to promote a business or promote yourself or something along those lines, you may still take a look at podcasting as a way to provide connection and entertainment to others. And for that, maybe that reason alone is why I just feel so inclined to say yes to people when they're feeling those creative juices flowing and they're considering creating a podcast. Because here's the thing, it's a really, really low cost initiative. So there are some platforms that are absolutely free for you to work with. There are a few others that cost, you know, it all depends on your budget. You can get into some pretty fancy editing and that type of thing. But if you're just looking for a really genuine, raw show, I feel like there's a ton of opportunities for you to connect with a variety of platforms out there. The one that comes to mind for me right away, and I know a couple people using this, is one called Anchor. Have you heard of that one before? I totally recommend checking it out if you're spending any time thinking about putting your voice out there into the universe, which is something I highly encourage a lot of you, because wouldn't the world be a much better place if we were all focused on putting our incredible energy and featuring the beautiful work that we do? Imagine if more people could hear that. And I'm a big believer, for those of you who know me, I feel as though our voices, when you speak from that energy center within you, I feel like we resonate with people in a way that we wouldn't normally have the opportunity to do. Those of you who get me on that one. But let me get into some podcasting details here for you, because this could completely shift your mindset. And if it does, I'm going to feel really good about giving you that nudge to go ahead and do this. You don't have to do a show that, like, Planting Wildflowers happens every week. That was, you know, something that I wanted to do for myself. And I'm really grateful that I, you know, committed to that. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And I knew that that would require, you know, connecting with a variety of really interesting people, as well as putting my own thoughts out into the world with the various episodes that I've recorded with, you know, just me, myself, and I. But I feel like there's so much goodness that can come from this. So I'm going to start it off by letting you know that there are actually over 2 million active podcasts and over 48 million podcast episodes right now in the world for you to access. So there can be no dispute, quite literally, that this is a platform that people are connecting to. You know, this is a platform where we feel as though we can be expressive, we can communicate a clear message, and we can really dial into the people that we're meant to have in our world, in our sphere. That's an awful lot of active podcasts. And I think it goes to say, or it goes to show, that the growth of this platform has been pretty significant. I know for me, I got thinking about this the other day, how long have I actually been listening to podcasts? And I would say, if I was being real, it probably goes back as far as 3 years. I'm very active in the podcast community now. I have some favorites, and they are ones that I subscribe to. So if you are, you know, if you're a podcast fan, I would highly recommend, on behalf of all podcasters out there who are creating content for you, please subscribe to their podcast, because what that allows is for you to be automatically notified whenever they produce new content, so that you never, you know, you never feel disconnected from that person. You're always aware of when they've put something new out into the world. Let's see here. What else did I want to share with you? There were just over 500,000 active podcasts just 3 years ago. Okay, so when I started listening, so we'll call it 2018, there were just over 500,000 active podcasts. Now we're looking at over 2 million. So I would say that that is substantial growth. And some of you may think, well, if I'm looking to use a podcast to, you know, bolster my visibility, I guess, then isn't it going to be really different, or really difficult rather, in this sea of podcasters out there? And I suppose you could approach it that way, but keep this in mind also. We have, what is it? Is it 8 billion people that we have on the planet right now? So it is a teeny tiny fraction. There are certainly more than enough listeners out there to go around. And the cool thing is, we'll get to this statistic in just a moment, but people don't choose just one. Those of us who are invested in podcasts listen to many. I know myself, I have several that I listen to. I love the Joe Rogan podcast. Some of you guys know that about me. I really do love the Joe Rogan podcast, although it's quite lengthy and I don't always get to listen to it in a single chunk. I do really value the content that comes through his conversations. He has some really stellar guests. I'm also a big fan of Earthling 101, which is a podcast that is by Dr. Laura Hughes, who has actually appeared on this podcast before, Planting Wildflowers. She is phenomenal, really, really bringing together science and spirituality, and she has a really great show. I'm also a big fan of the quick hitters. I love Soul Riffs with Jennifer Jones. I think the idea of listening to a real quick, right to the heart conversation, the way Jen does, is a really cool thing. So, you know, there's just three examples right off the cuff. So certainly there's lots of room for your podcast to make its appearance in the world. Okay, here's statistic number two that I think you'll really like. Nearly 6 in 10 of all US consumers above the age of 12 listen to podcasts. Above the age of 12. Now, I have two kids that are above the age of 12, and I don't know, I'll have to ask them, but I don't know that they're currently listening to podcasts. They may have listened to pieces. And I would imagine that those that they do enjoy, if they're listening, are quicker. You know, I can't imagine them dialing in for an hour show, so to speak. But I really love that statistic because it gives us some perspective, because the demographics of people in terms of age is really diverse. You've got everybody listening here. Nearly 6 in 10 of these consumers above the age of 12 listen to podcasts. And this, again, is going to push that growing demand for more and more niche content. And I have a feeling you're still listening to this. You have something special to share. So I hope that you'll not shy away from this opportunity, because you know there are people out there that need to hear what you have to say. Aside from a really slight dip in 2013, the number of podcast listeners has been on the rise over the past 15 years. So that is pretty significant when you consider we have gone through all kinds of ebbs and flows in life in general. And for that to have a continuous upward growth is a powerful testimony to the power of the platform of podcasting. How about this one? I was curious about this one. I always wonder, like, where do people actually listen to a podcast from? Like, what device specifically are they on? And 65% of podcast listeners tune into their shows using portable devices, such as like their smartphones or their tablets or whatever. And this is all, you guys can verify this if you're somebody who likes to look back on these particular statistics. You can find this all in the Edison research. It's a 2019 research piece, but so as recent as we could get, 65% are listening on smartphones and tablets. So what does that tell us? To me, that says most of us who are podcast listeners are listening to things on the go, or it also furthers the notion that 12 years old and up are listening to podcasts. And I mean, have you seen a 12-year-old or anybody beyond the age of 12 without a phone or some kind of device in their hand? It happens very, very rarely that they don't. So maybe they've got a podcast playing. I don't know. These statistics would certainly say that. So my question to you would be this: what is it that people would need to hear? What is it that you have that you could bring to the table so that an audience who is really dialed in and maybe on the go while they're listening, how could you better someone's life by sharing your wisdom or sharing your care or sharing your ability to entertain? Just think about that for a minute. Think about the likelihood of you creating a positive shift in someone's day by offering something that you know. I just, this show is important for me to record because I think all too often we diminish what we know and the value that we can bring to other people, you know, whether we assume that it's something that they already know, or maybe we assume that somebody has already done it. I have a breaking news flash for you, friends. The more and more I hear this kind of thing, the more and more I want to shout from the rooftops, nobody on the planet can deliver the message that you can. It might be a similar message, but nobody has the power to deliver it in the way that you do. Please, from this day forward, never underestimate the value of the message that you're holding within you right now. And know for certain, absolute certainty, that someone out there is actually waiting for you to bring your voice into their world. Don't keep them waiting. Okay, let's move on. Three out of every four podcast listeners say that they tune in to learn new things. So I would put myself in that category for sure. I typically listen to a lot of health podcasts. And I also listen to podcasts where people, so I use the example of Joe Rogan before, that he's actually a really good example for me to work with here. I love his content because he brings on major influencers, people that are, you know, really deep in their field of expertise. So for sure, right off the bat, I'm going to learn something that I didn't know before I dialed into the show. So that is reason number one that brings me to him and others. I'm just using him as the example this time. But the other reason that I dial into that show is because he himself has a personality very unlike my own. So I listen much of the time to him because I find him very entertaining. I find it entertaining to listen to someone who hosts a show and who can speak to these very influential people. And he has no qualms about, you know, filtering his words, his language. He speaks like himself always. He is a perfect representation of himself at any given moment in time. And I find that fascinating in such a fake world. And you know, sometimes I'll listen to other presenters or people who are, you know, delivering a message. And I kind of wonder, is this who you really are? With him, with Joe, you're never going to wonder, because he lays all his cards on the table. And for his authenticity, I admire him. His authenticity is also very entertaining. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, I walk away having learned so much from every single one of his shows. I completely recommend it to all of you who are looking for something really great. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. He's very brash, but I think for the majority of you, I think you're really going to get something from that. Most people who are dialing into podcasts. So again, the whole reason for this show is to come to a solid answer on the question, should I start a podcast? Is this beneficial to my business? Is this a great way for me to grow relationships with people, build trust, you know, put myself out there? The answer is unequivocally yes. And these statistics are purely me sharing to back up my response to that. This one, 32% listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. So if you're wondering how frequently is someone going to dial into my content, this can give you some perspective. The key will definitely be getting people to subscribe to your show. And again, if you're a podcast listener and you haven't subscribed to the shows that you love, please do the person a favor who's doing, putting in the time and creating the content, subscribe to their show. Leave a testimonial, leave some feedback, especially if you're listening on iTunes. This is like gold for a podcaster. It increases the person's visibility. You just have no idea how valuable your input is when it comes to content creation and really promoting someone's show. Podcasts, it says that this statistic is sort of baffling to me, because it says, again, this is Edison Research 2019 suggests that 90% of podcast listeners listen to podcasts from the comfort of their own home. And I can get that in, you know, the past 18 months where we have been very limited in our mobility, especially throughout 2020. But I compare that against the statistic that a lot of people are listening. 65%, I think we said, were listening on their mobile device, and then pair this up with 90% listening in the home. At first, I really challenged that, because I myself might sit down and listen on my laptop, but I'm not a good representation, apparently, of what the majority of people are doing. Most of us are consuming our podcasts, and 32% of us on a monthly basis, but the majority of us are listening from the comfort of our own homes on our mobile devices. So we're probably, you know, cooking dinner, or we're probably doing something of the like and listening to our favorite show. So that'll give you some perspective too. So people may or may not be 100% dialed into what your message is, but they will certainly take away something. Sounds to me as though most of us, the majority of us, are multitasking while we are listening to our favorite podcast. And I think that's cool. More than half of listeners to podcasts are somewhat more likely to consider buying from a brand after hearing its ad on a podcast. So I've done that one time. One time I've purchased something that I learned about on a podcast. And here it's suggesting that more than half of listeners will do that. And you guys have all heard it before. You've heard it's not on my show. I don't have any sponsors or anything like that. I'm pretty raw, pretty new. But many of the larger shows, they do this, and their sponsors run their ads either at the beginning or the middle of the end of the show. And you're typically offered a promo code that helps both the company that's promoting whatever it is they're promoting, plus there is likely a kickback to the podcast host. And for you, the consumer, there's an advantage because you're typically saving 15 or 20% on whatever the product is that has captured your interest. So I thought that one was pretty cool. Podcast advertising revenues are expected to surpass $2 billion, $2 billion by 2023. And this is information from eMarketer. That is baffling to me. Podcast advertising, I should qualify that. That's US podcast advertising revenues are expected to surpass $2 billion in 2023. Okay, business owner, person promoting themselves. I think that stat in and of itself is something that's going to get your head in the game. Get your voice out there. Share your message. Let's talk about the time people are spending on podcasts. This is interesting to me. 82.4% of podcast listeners spend more than 7 hours a week listening to podcasts. You guys, think about that for a minute. That is a heck of a lot more than one show. So 82.4% of podcast listeners spend more than, so that's almost, well, I'm really rounding, but that's the majority of listeners are spending more than 7 hours a week listening to podcasts. Blows my mind. But you know what? Not really, because I watch very little TV. In fact, I watch sports mostly. We're a baseball family, so we do watch baseball, and I will catch the odd, you know, episode with my daughter of one of her favorite little shows. But outside of that, I'm not spending a lot of time on TV. I watch zero news. I'm not somebody that hangs out on the news sites on the internet. So I am mostly pulling my information through podcasts. So that statistic really does make quite a bit of sense to me. I'm watching or listening rather to my podcast for entertainment, for information, and it's delivering big time on both. So I'm satisfying that need I have, or the need I might have if I didn't have my podcast, to watch TV to entertain myself and to become informed through the news. This is a really cool thing, you guys, because you can do all of this while multitasking, right? Or so the statistics are showing us. The average number of podcasts consumed. So the average weekly podcast listener subscribes to an average of 6 shows and listens to 7 shows per week. And again, Edison Research. So that's a heck of a lot. That's a little bit more than what I think I am subscribed to. I'm going to grab my phone and my computer afterwards and just take a look at that. I want to verify that. But I would say 7 shows per week. That sounds about right. There isn't a day that goes by that I miss an opportunity to dial into a show. So I wonder, run that against what you're doing right now. And if you're not listening with that level of commitment, where are you spending your time? And this is not to suggest that you move over to the world of podcasting, but I'm just curious, where are you getting your entertainment and your information from? And is that a valuable resource to you? Could you be spending it and directing it in another direction that has, one, way more value for you because it's very authentic content, in my opinion. And second of all, supports the content creator. You're not getting this through major mainstream channels. You're getting this very likely from an individual that has gone to great lengths to research the material. Just my opinion, of course, but that's the cool thing about having a podcast. You get to share your opinion. There are very few places that you actually get to do that these days. So if for no other reason you consider hosting your own show, then do it for that reason alone. So I think in conclusion, what I'd love to suggest is that with these statistics, it's fair to say that this is a platform, first of all, that's not going anywhere. It has been in consistent growth, as we've learned, for the past 15 years consistently, just with that teeny tiny dip back in 2013. The statistics show that nearly 6 in 10 of all consumers above the age of 12 listen to podcasts. We know that 65% of them tune in using a portable device. So we've got some major multitaskers out there. People listen because they want to learn new things. They want to be entertained. They want to feel connected. 32% of people, this is just a recap, friends, because we went through a lot of numbers. And if you're anything like me, statistics go in one ear and out the other. So I am purely regurgitating this for you in the hopes that a few of them stick. I apologize to those of you that will remember each and every one of these in great detail. But 32% of Americans listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. 90% of us listen from the comfort of our own home. More than half are buying from a brand that they learned about on a podcast. And the revenues that are expected through podcast advertising are set to surpass $2 billion in 2023. 82.4% of podcast listeners spend more than 7 hours a week listening to podcasts. Run that up against your own numbers. I'd be so curious to hear your feedback on how you measure up to those numbers. And the average weekly podcast listener subscribes to an average of 6 shows and listens to 7 shows per week. So I will put these sources in the show notes so that the skeptics among you, if you want to see if what I'm actually talking about is true, you can look this up yourself. But I felt like this was an important time to really emphasize the value of podcasting. I know some of us sort of battle against this idea, should I be blogging or should I be podcasting? How will I get my message out there? And I am going to put all of my votes on the side of the podcast for a few reasons. One, I've blogged before and I will continue to blog, but I find that I just find that the whole process is very, very different. I find that it is quite time consuming. There is a ton of value in it. There is no question. So for those of you bloggers out there, don't be sending me a message about anything. This is not to downplay the value of blogging by any stretch of the imagination. It is purely to shine a great big bold spotlight on the opportunity that podcasting has for you. Because the other thing I see here when you're stacking up the idea of podcast versus blog is there's just something about people hearing your voice. Sincerity is something that you can pick up on in someone's voice, authenticity, someone's true nature. You can really pick up on those kinds of things. And the written word, while I am a big fan of the written word, I just don't believe that you can get that same level of connection through blogging the way you can with podcasting. I think not everyone is good at podcasting, but I think everyone deserves to give it a shot. What if you looked at the different styles to podcasting? So maybe you're not someone who wants to park yourself in front of a microphone and, you know, speak exclusively, you know, just yourself. You don't want to speak, do the whole show yourself. Maybe you're someone who is better set to do like an interview style podcast where you're bringing on guests and you're uncovering new pieces of information and you're purely the person who is posing the question and allowing for the conversation to flow from there. That's a really cool way to provide education, connection, and relationship, both with the people that you're hosting as well as the people who are listening. Lots of things I could comment on here, but ultimately what I want to say is that this podcasting journey for me personally has been the single best thing that I have done in my business. I say that because I feel it's really important for us to honor ourselves in the process of creating something that is financially beneficial. For me, I continued to feel like there was something lacking in terms of creating connection. While I was really making some headway in my business, there was just this one piece, like these conversation opportunities I really felt were missing from my life. I am someone who likes to connect with people. I am someone who likes to, I don't love the term pick somebody's brain, but I am somebody who likes to dig in deep with someone and extract pieces of information from individuals when I know that they have this really great area of expertise. For me, it satisfied all of these things. And I just think it was so cool. And while I was filling my own cup, what I have learned is that it is giving the people who listen to my podcast, Planting Wildflowers, it's giving the listeners an opportunity to learn more about me. Just with the way I speak to people, the way I present myself, the way I show up consistently, it tells a story without having every episode focused on me. So let's conclude this with my vote all the way in on podcasting. It is my sincere hope that some of this information has landed for you and that you will feel inspired to at least look into some of the platforms that could work for you, because there is zero question in my mind that an audience is out there waiting for you. That's something you don't have to wonder about. It is just a fact. That audience is out there waiting for you. So my question to you is, what are you waiting for? Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. As always, I appreciate you and can't wait to hang out with you again next week. Take care, everyone.